This is Merlin Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Welcome back to The Checkup, a weekly series about how healthcare is changing in Maryland. 750,000. That was the estimated number of Marylanders without health insurance as the Affordable Care Act began to roll out. That number has dropped about 148,000 since then. As of January 18th, about 25,000 Marylanders have signed up for private insurance, and as of January 14th, about 123,000 have gotten Medicaid, the government coverage for certain low-income Americans. One of those people is 53-year-old Baltimorean Hal Reinhart. He spoke last week with producer Matt Purdy.
Hal Reinhart lost his job in customer service 3 years ago. With it, he lost his health insurance and went without treatment for his diabetes and bipolar disorder, which is also called manic depression, for about a year.
Because I didn't have the medications, I had to be very careful about what I ate for the diabetes. Manic depression was the hardest part because I don't know how much you may or may not know about it. You have to keep a certain level of lithium or Depakote or whatever medication you're on, and without those, I'd have extended periods of mania, but mainly depression, where getting out of bed became a challenge.
Reinhart wasn't eligible for Medicaid at the time. That was before the Medicaid expansion. So he searched for health clinics that charged a sliding scale.
One or two I looked at had like sliding scales. One was $200 just to walk through the door. And I'm like, if I had $200, I don't think I'd be looking. And then I checked here with Shepherd's Clinic and found out that the visits and everything were free, medications you get through the PAP program or the discount. And I've been here since June of 2012.
Shepherd's Clinic provides primary care to the uninsured in three zip codes in Baltimore. That covers neighborhoods including Hamden, Charles Village, and Broadway East. Reinhart is a regular at the clinic.
The psychiatrist I see every 6 weeks to 2 months, and the endocrinologist I see every 3 months. And my general practitioner every 4 to 6 months, unless there's an issue that's come up.
But the Affordable Care Act is changing how Shepherd's Clinic operates. And what's driving the change is this. Many of Shepherd's uninsured patients are now eligible for Medicaid, like Reinhart. He started applying for Medicaid in early October and, after multiple tries, got it set up earlier this month. Now, he'll have access to services that he couldn't get at Shepherd's Clinic as an uninsured patient.
Dental is one thing. I have to admit, I am not the best in terms of dental hygiene. And my biggest issue, I have cataracts, and I've had them diagnosed for over a year now. Now, I should be able to have my cataracts taken care of by end of February at the latest.
Reinhart had his first appointment with his new doctor at Shepherd's Clinic under his new insurer, Medicaid, last Thursday.
Maryland Morning producer Matt Purdy. This is The Checkup on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. So what does a health clinic for the uninsured, like Shepherd's Clinic, do when the government is working to insure everyone? With me here to answer that question is Dr. Melissa DeLong. She's medical director at Shepherd's Clinic, as well as medical director of a new clinic for the insured at Shepherd's Clinic, operated by MedStar Health. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me about Shepherd's Clinic.
So Shepherd's Clinic is a clinic in Baltimore. It's got a 20-year history of serving uninsured patients. It's a volunteer-driven clinic, so we have volunteer doctors, nurses, front desk staff who really run the clinic from a day-to-day basis. And we've always been around to provide care for uninsured patients, so low-income individuals who are not eligible for government-assisted insurance.
And about how many patients do you see?
So Shepherd's has ranged in the numbers. We, you know, typically carry a patient population of about 2,000 to 3,000 patients. And we, during some of our busiest years, have completed about, you know, over 9,000 patient visits.
And who are they? I mean, in a sense of sort of describe what their demographics.
So, you know, our patient population is, we limit our patients to Baltimore City residents. They make less than 200% of poverty guideline index. So that is, you know, about $24,000 a year or less for an individual. They are oftentimes working. Sometimes they are not working, but yet not eligible for medical assistance because if they do not have dependents or not meeting disability requirements, they are in a eligible to receive medical assistance. Most of our patient population is working, oftentimes in maybe a part-time job or a job that does not offer insurance through their job. And, you know, we have a patient population predominantly kind of in their 50s to early 60s before they're Medicare eligible, with some burden of medical disease, but not to the point of disability.
And what kind of care does Shepherd's provide?
So Shepherd's provides both primary care, so through our volunteer doctors and mid-level providers, as well as a number of specialties. And so we have cardiologists that come, dermatologists, gastroenterologists, and a number of other specialties on site. In addition to those primary and specialty cares, Shepherd's offers a variety of services, including a wellness center, where we really focus on preventive care and integrative care. In addition to that, we have some behavioral health services, whereby patients can see a counselor or a psychiatrist, again, through volunteers. So that's part of what we offer on site. But in addition to that, we have had a long-standing partnership with MedStar Union Memorial Hospital. And our patients, when they need a service that's beyond the level of care we can provide in the walls of the clinic, have been able to access those services at Union Memorial. And if a patient goes to Union with a referral from Shepherd's, they would automatically and seamlessly be brought in under the charity care program.
So how are things changing at Shepherd's because of the Affordable Care Act?
Well, certainly it's been a very busy and a very exciting time for us at Shepherd's. So we obviously have put together a model over the past 20 years of trying to care for uninsured patients, and yet with the number of uninsured out there, we've only been able to serve so many. So the possibility of having this patient population insured is obviously thrilling, and we're really excited about the changes that are coming forward. We're also kind of wondering, as we look ahead, as our patients get insurance, you know, who are we going to become in the future? And as we looked at these questions and these goals of serving our patients, we realized as they became insured, many patients didn't want to leave the clinic. So for our current patients, as they transition, we realized that helping them maintain their medical home such that they could continue to receive care on site, as well as continue the relationship with many of the providers that they had established, either at the clinic or at Union Memorial, was really important for our patients. So to that end, we really look to our long-term partner, MedStar Union Memorial, and they've obviously been with us for 20 years and been a natural fit. And we decided that it would be best to operate a traditional clinic that accepts insured patients and bills payers for those services and operate that clinic within the walls of Shepherd's.
On WIPR, this is Marilyn Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Dr. Melissa DeLong. She's medical director at Shepherd's Clinic, a health clinic in Baltimore for the uninsured. She's also medical director of a new clinic for the insured operated by MedStar Health at Shepherd's Clinic. I want to play a clip from Hal Reinhart, whom we heard from earlier. Here's what he said when Matt Purdy asked about his expectations for care under Medicaid.
I'm hoping that it's going to be pretty much either the same, if not even a little bit better. To me, it's more of a back-of-house change that I'm really probably not going to be all that affected by, except for making sure I have my card with me.
What will change for a patient like Hal Reinhart?
Well, you know, as he described, that he's hoping that not a lot changes. And that's really our goal from the perspective of a patient. You know, there obviously will be differences with insurance. Patients who are receiving insurance through products on the exchange may have copays. They obviously will have premiums to contribute to. And at Shepherd's, we've long asked for a donation for care, but there's been no required payment. So we are anticipating we're going to have to work with our patients as we go through that process and let them know that, you know, as you move with insurance, there are some payments that are required. Additionally, more doors may be open. We've, through Shepherd's relationship with Union Memorial, we've opened many doors for patients over the years. But on occasion, we reach situations where we may not have an ideal specialist available through that charity care program. So in this case, they should have more opportunities.
I realize this is lots of changes going on, but if you look ahead like 5 years, what do you think is going to be going on at Shepherd's Clinic?
I think that, you know, if once we get people enrolled in Affordable Care Act, if it really is as comprehensive as it should be, then I think the role for the medical provider at Shepherd's will drop off. And I think Shepherd's will absorb more of the role of the ancillary services that are provided on site.
The holistic
services. Yeah, some of the integrative services and the preventive care services. I mean, a lot of what they do in the Wellness Center is diabetes education and low-salt diet, nutrition classes, one-on-one appointments. So I think not just kind of the massage and the acupuncture, but I think really focusing more on education and prevention and providing meat behind those recommendations that we try and make as physicians. So exercise classes and organic gardening and all that kind of good stuff. So I think that will continue. I think in this first year, you know, right now on paper, we're saying we're only going to accept people who are excluded from the mandate, so more than 8% of their income or 9.5%. But, you know, I have to say we have a lot of patients who really, the reality of making it through enrollment this year, you know, we're talking about people for the exchange who are working. I mean, they don't have days off to go down to Healthcare Access Maryland and sort through this. So, you know, I mean, I think in March, if we look at Baltimore City and only 10% of people who are eligible for healthcare through the exchange are enrolled and no one can enroll until November, I think there's going to be a moment of reality check.
As to how many of your other people who turn to Shepherd's Clinic actually can get signed up?
Absolutely. And, I mean, people are working hard to get insurance, but really are having trouble navigating.
I really appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Melissa DeLong. She's medical director at Shepherd's Clinic, a health clinic for the uninsured in Baltimore. She's also medical director of a new clinic for the insured at Shepherd's Clinic. We've got more episodes of The Checkup at our series website, wypr.org/thecheckup. I'm Sheila Cass. There's more ahead on Maryland Morning. Stay with us on 88.1.